hear about the charity. I've got a question for you, because you mentioned David Beckham, and I've got an idea, which I want to try to explain to you, about why the Roman Empire was so successful, and it lasted. How long did the Roman Empire last? How long, roughly speaking? How many years? 100 years? 200 years? Any advance of 200 years? That's right. Some say it's never ended. Or some people say it never ended. Some people say it, roughly speaking, it went on for about 500 years of the Roman Empire. It was incredibly successful, and it united all these different countries. From Iraq, what's now Iraq, was part of the Roman Empire. North Africa was part of the Roman Empire. Scotland was part of the Roman Empire. Portugal, huge area of the modern world. Dozens of modern countries, part of the Roman Empire. And they all felt that, everybody felt that they were, what did they feel they were when they were in the Roman Empire? Roman. They felt they were Roman. Why did they feel they were Roman? What was it that made them feel Roman?
Was it the language?
The language, yeah. What else? It was things like what Sophie Holland has just been explaining to you. It was things like going to watch the chariot races or the circus. You know what I mean by the circus, where they used to kill the Christians and everybody else. You know about that? Yeah. I'm afraid you've been leading a sheltered life, because it's true. You should. I'm afraid it's true that in the. Have you seen the picture in Rome of the Colosseum?
Yeah.
You know what I mean by the Colosseum?
Yeah.
The big building with the arches going around. You've seen the Colosseum. Yeah. Do you know how many people were killed in that Colosseum? 200,000 people. How about that? Right? And all, now here's the point. All around the Roman Empire, in every big city in the Roman Empire, in Iraq, in Portugal, in France, Spain, Germany, everywhere, there were theatres, circuses like that. Right? Amphitheatres. And the Roman citizens used to go and they used to watch people being killed. Right? And that produced that excitement. A terrible spectacle, but that made them all feel that they were what?
Romans.
Right, because the people who were being killed, who were they?
Christians.
Yeah, they might be Christians, but they were basically barbarians. They were the people who weren't Romans. And so you had this amazing force for creating identity, right? So you compare with the World Cup, which Sophie Holland had just talked about, is the opposite. Everybody's going off to watch the World Cup, but every single nation will be supporting their own team and wanting them to win. In the Roman Empire, the reason it was so successful and lasted so long was because everybody was rooting for the Romans against the barbarians. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a huge, that's why the circus was a massive force for integration and for creating a feeling of unity. Now, I'm going to teach Latin, is that right? It's very important you should know Latin. I studied almost nothing else for about 25 years. I studied Latin and Greek. And it's a wonderful subject because it teaches you about your language, about how to think, logic, all rest of it. Now, it is very, the key thing, it is very much easier than you think it is. Who knows? Have we got any Latin words? How are we going to do this? Do we know any Latin at all?
Yeah.
We asked about what is the tattoo on Bex's arm? Is it? I think it's posh ammo or posh posham.
No.
Anyway. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ammo meant faux vein. That's too difficult. Okay. It's that I may love and I may cherish. Amen. Okay. Amen comes from the verb. What? Ammo. Absolutely right. Ammo. What's ammo mean? You're already there. It means, ammo means I love. And does anybody happen to know what he loves, she loves? Yeah. What's ahead? I thought you didn't know. Right, you didn't know. And what's a chariot here?
Quadriga is a chariot.
What's a chariot here?
Auriga.
Teaching is very hard, isn't it? It's very hard. Now we've got ammo. We've got Auriga as a charioteer. You can think of what's a word for a woman in Latin. Puella. Puella's a girl. Yeah. What about an elf? Shall I tell you an interesting thing about the games? Circuses that I described earlier on. They cause people to get very, very excited, particularly the gladiators. Sophie Holland made the point that the gladiators were kind of, or the charioteers were sort of like pop stars or football stars. They were incredibly powerful, popular, successful, charismatic figures. And I'm afraid to say that sometimes the female population of Rome used to get very, very excited by these guys, and the matrons of Rome used to behave quite badly when they were in the stands with the gladiators. I'm not going to be careful what I say here, but it was not always a model of decorum. And actually, the Emperor Augustus ordered. He may add a rule, because the matrons of Rome behaved so badly when they were in the amphitheatre, that he had a rule that they had to sit six seats back from the front. How about that? That was discriminatory, but that's what he said. And some of these women used to fall in love with gladiators. So if you wanted to say that a matron loved a gladiator, right? Very easy. What's a matron? Yeah. Okay, but in Latin.
Femina.
Femina is pretty good. Yeah. Or you could say matrona, which was the wrong word. Okay, matrona. If you want to say that the matron loves the gladiator, how do you say that? What's we start off with matrona, don't we? Right? Matrona? Right, matrona? What's loves?